Hello again, and we're thankful for this time together with you here on the Road to Reality. We pray that you've had a blessed Easter celebration. We'll be joined by GFA founder and director K.P. Yohannan here in just a moment. Whether we're given 40, 60, or 80 years on Earth, we don't want to come to the end of the road and have regrets. So here's the question. What are you living for? The things of this world or something that actually survives time? Today, we'll look at Jesus and how he lived. It'll serve to encourage us to walk with eyes fixed on eternity and the lost world.
My parents are no more, and they are with the Lord. And I had two uncles, and the youngest one, he was very active in the church in my village that I grew up. And never forget, as a young boy, my mother said to me that her brother may be dying. I didn't understand all about it, but I remember walking in this room and sat on the bed that he was laying on, and he hardly could talk. And in the native language, he said words that I only will later analyze and understand. I only wish. And I asked my mother, he kept saying that. And then she said, he didn't say anything more than that? I said, no, he just kept saying that. And that was one of the several times I saw him before he died. And my mother's explanation about that was, he was a believer, and he had several opportunities to serve God and give his life on the behalf of the lost world. But the land, the farm, and the things around him tied him down, and he just couldn't walk away from it. And she said, of all the people in her family, he had the greatest potential to serve God, but he just could not give up. And then she said, it could very well be, he's saying, if only I had another opportunity. You know, when we are young, we don't think much about life coming to an end or how brief life is. But when you get to 50 or so, and your hair turns beautiful like mine, you may begin to realize that this is not forever. Life is fairly brief. And we all live our life, but those of us who know the Lord, it is good, as a dear friend one time said, to have a dress rehearsal once in a while. Being a minister or clergy, I had the opportunity to conduct weddings many times. And usually you have a dress rehearsal, so you don't say the wrong thing. It's good sometimes you close your eyes and imagine 50 years, 80 years from now. It's painful, I absolutely assure you, it is not easy. And all of a sudden, you realize that everything, I literally mean everything, actually just shadow. Chasing the wind, trying to hold on to something that really you can't. And that is the reason why I think Jesus said often, you don't understand, I didn't come to be the king, the ruler, and own properties and protect my life. I basically came to give it away. Now, they tried everything in the world to make him the king, and whatever they could do to invite him to be the philosopher, the thinker, and the teacher. He said, no. Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it remains as it is. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. Now, this I say to you because I don't have a whole lot of regrets in my life. I thank God the Lord called me when I was very young to serve him. But I feel so troubled and distressed thinking that I will have spent 60 years of my life living for the things of the world and finally realize it is sunset, getting late, and try to do something for something that lasts beyond my life. And I say this to you because wherever you may be, whatever profession you may have, the only thing worth living for, and I would underline that only a million times, worth living for, things that will survive beyond time. And you say, can you make it more plain and simple? Yeah. That is, looking at Jesus and see the man Christ, how he lived and walked on earth. 4,000 years he waited for the Father's word saying, son, it is time to go. He watched people that he made with his own hands in his image, battered, abused, beaten, destroyed, and taken into eternity by Satan. And how much his heart ached and hurt. But he could not do anything until the Father says, now you should go. And that's the reason I think we read in the book of Revelation, the one who sits on the throne, the Lamb as though he was slain, and the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And when he came to this earth, 30 years he would live in silence, learning what it means to abandon everything, even the wholesome desires and wish, dying to self continually for the ultimate act of laying down his life for the redemption of mankind. And any time during those 33 years, any time he could simply kind of walk back in eternity and sit on the throne, nobody, nothing would stop him. But he refused and embraced the agony, the pain continually and perpetually, holding on to his pain and agony for one thing, the cross that was before him. And you read in the scripture how many times the invitation to give it away, and finally the desperate longing, Father, if there is some other way, but may your will be done. And he calls me and calls you. As my Father sent me, so send I you. Now, you know, I have 2 children. And in our culture, when kids get older, parents become desperate about somehow finding a way to get them married. You say, what do you think about us here? I know you think about it too. But the way we do it there in the old days, you know, my father and mother actually met the time they got married at the church. But time has changed. Now the boy and girl can see from distance or talk to each a little bit, and still the uncles and aunts all try to make things work. So what do you do with my kids? Well, I did my part, but I knew I cannot make her marry someone I thought she should marry. But we prayed. And a lot of boys were interested in her, and a lot of proposals and all that. That's quite funny and strange. But then this young man came along and felt fairly convinced that the Lord was in it, although he never met her in person. So that was interesting. So, interview time. I am the one to do it. I said, so you are a medical doctor? He said, yes, I am. And a lot of your people are living in the United States, and they are medical doctors, and they are professionals, and you are interested in marrying my daughter. But I know this. She wants to serve the Lord and live and die in this country. She has no interest to live in Europe or Germany or some other place. That's all I know. And so how this is all going to work? His response was quite amazing. He said the time he came to know the Lord, and when he finished his high school or whatever, how the Lord clearly gave direction for him to go to medical college on merits. You don't have to spend money on that. Government picked him. But he said, before all that, there was a definite conviction, the call of God on his life to be a missionary, to serve the Lord. So then he made this amazing statement, my vocation is being a doctor. My call is to preach the gospel. I said, you got it. You passed the test. Very few young people I know in my life, as young as he is, with such deep conviction and passion and genuine sacrifice, sharing the gospel. So whatever, wherever you may be, our call is to follow the Lord and be like him. And so what is Jesus about? The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Now we are to walk as Jesus walked, and as we do, we'll be living for what survives time. This is The Road to Reality with Brother K.P. Yohannan. You know, many of us have access to health care. That's simply not the case in many parts of the world. For instance, in Asia, many are so poor they can't afford things like doctor's visits, nutritious foods, vitamins, leaving them vulnerable to diseases that can threaten their lives. GFA-sponsored medical camps invite the sick and needy to get checkups from qualified doctors and nurses at no cost. They also provide treatment and medicine, giving out mosquito nets, health education as well. All of it is bathed in the love of God. If you would like to help support the cost of a medical camp for needy communities, would you visit us online at roadtoreality.org? That's roadtoreality.org. You can also call us toll-free, 866-946-2742. That's 866-946-2742. For those of you, our friends in Canada, call us at 888-946-2742, or you can go online to roadtoreality.ca. And now, let's hear the rest of KP's message.
In my own life journey, I was tempted often to pray, Lord, I wish you would lessen the burden I feel, the dreams I have that I weep, thinking about the lost and dying millions. But I'm glad I never prayed that prayer. And I have a strange conviction that it's not something people believe in or accept, and I don't ask them to believe what I believe. It is this. I cannot imagine someone who says that they know the Lord Jesus Christ and not have the pain and agony for people that are literally dying and going to hell and forever. After 10 billion trillion years, those precious people are weeping and crying out for death, and they will find none. And Jesus gave his life for the whole world, no, just for one. And he left the 99 and went after the one. Now we got one in the fold and 99 out there. And he says, would you be mine to give your life, your prayers and your time, your agony, and whatever it means, not to somehow live here and survive and die like anyone else, but be mine so completely that you fix your eyes on me and where I am and eternity. And I cannot convince you or anyone else to have this conviction, but one thing you can do, and never forget, it was 1971 in Singapore. I was at this conference when this tall American, 6 foot whatever inches tall. You're standing before 30, 40 of us young people, and he began to talk about passion for the lost world. And I never forget this. He took his Bible and started turning his pages, and then stopped. And then he described some years prior to that, he was standing on the streets of mainland China, and he saw multitudes like ocean, just people flowing on bicycles and walking. And he said it dawned on him, these are people that Jesus died for and they do not know him. And he didn't feel the pain he wished he could feel. He took the pen from his pocket and wrote on the leaf of his Bible this statement, "Oh God, let my heart break with the things that break your heart." The years of my early days in the United States, when materialism and trying to be normal, one of the little prayers I prayed from someone else was, "Oh Lord, would you take eternity and stamp on my eyes?" And what is Gospel for Asia all about? What is it we live for? We know what we do. If I ask anyone here or international anywhere, they will tell exactly what they're doing. How you're doing it? Yeah, you can explain very well. But maybe more important question, why? Why do I live? What is the reason for this? What is the reason for this prayer meeting tonight? Why? Why any one of us do this? But the question I ask myself, do I still have the same conviction and response and the willingness to say no to a million things and continue the journey on this narrow road? I wish I could say, well, follow me, I'm the perfect example. My struggles are the same as it is yours, anybody else. But I must choose continually to embrace the agony. A lot of people heard about the broken walls and the lostness and struggles of the people of God, but they all talked about it. But when Nehemiah heard it, he just lost it. He began to weep and fast and embrace the pain. And the Lord said, "I send you." And it's good to ask the Lord to give us his heart. Godliness is not legalism, forcing us to do something or somebody else, but asking him to give us the grace to embrace suffering. And may I say this, you and I will never fulfill the call of God in our life without suffering. And it's not suffering without food or hamburger or french fries, but a million things that you know that you have to deal with. Book of Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. This is one of the words that the Lord used as young as I was 18 or 19 that helped me to continually walk with my eyes fixed on eternity and the lost world. The harvest is past. The summer has ended. And we are not saved. Harvest, as someone said, is a fixed time. They are not waiting for 10 years. No, today they are dying. And my brothers and sisters, may the Lord give us the grace to give ourselves whatever means or ways or time, that we will not waste our time. And only the Lord can give you the understanding about the application for this. But you ask him, he will. But then think about it. Jesus embraced the cross, it says in Hebrews, for the joy that was set before him. And the joy, it's you, it's me. And I live with this dream someday standing before the throne with you and others, witness multitudes that no man can number from the hills and the valleys and the mountaintops and the plains of Nepal and Bhutan and Afghanistan and China and wherever they come from. And finally standing before the Lord who gave his life for them. And I happen to be one of those people. He gave the privilege to continue walk and fulfill his sufferings, as Paul described, that others may come to know him. It's worth paying the price for that. But I can't do it for myself. It has to be the Lord. And that is one of the reasons I constantly encourage people to pray for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and have the power to say no to ourselves and yes to the Lord. Throw yourself recklessly upon God. Give up everything and prepare yourself to surrender even unto death all your ambitions, plans, and possessions. And I mean quite literally, you should not be satisfied with the mere technical aspect of surrender, but press your case upon God in determined prayer until a crisis has taken place within your life and there has been an actual transfer of everything from yourself to God. A.W. Tozer said that statement. And I invite you that God is desperately looking among us tonight and all over the world to find someone whose heart is completely his, that he can do his will and rescue the lost. And may the Lord give us the grace to say, Lord, here I am, send me. Whatever that means, please help me understand it.
Thank you for listening today to The Road to Reality with K.P. Yohannan. We've been challenged to live for what matters most, just as Jesus did. If you would like to hear this message again, visit roadtoreality.org. And while you're there, take some time to read about GFA-sponsored medical camps. When we're sick or we're not feeling well, most of us don't even have to think twice about calling our doctor and setting up an appointment for treatment, right? But for many in Asia, they just can't afford to do that. But that is where we can step in to help. GFA-supported medical ministry is helping thousands who are in need of medical attention with free medical care, all while displaying the love of God. We're also finding that some of the most common diseases in Asia are curable, even preventable. So they're also being taught basic health and hygiene principles. To learn how you can donate to medical ministry, visit roadtoreality.org or call us toll-free at 866-946-2742. That's 866-946-2742. In Canada, you can reach us at 888-946-2742 or simply go to roadtoreality.ca on the web. Well, that will do it for today, but do come back next weekend when we'll receive another inspirational message from K.P. Yohannan here on The Road to Reality. And may God richly bless you and your family this Easter.